4. Universe reality. Reality differentially actualizes on diverse universe levels. Reality originates in and by the infinite volition of the Universal Father and is realizable in three primal phases on many different levels of universe actualization. 1. Undeified reality ranges from the energy domains of the non-personal to the reality realms of the non-personalizable values of universal existence, even to the presence of the unqualified absolute. 2. Deified reality embraces all infinite deity potentials ranging upward through all realms of personality from the lowest finite to the highest infinite, thus encompassing the domain of all that which is personalizable and more, even to the presence of the deity absolute. 3. Interassociated reality. Universe reality is supposedly either deified or undeified, but to said deified beings there exists a vast domain of interassociated reality, potential and actualizing, which is difficult of identification. Much of this coordinate reality is embraced within the realms of the universal absolute. This is the primal concept of original reality. The Father initiates and maintains reality. The primal differentials of reality are the deified and the undeified, the deity absolute and the unqualified absolute. The primal relationship is the tension between them. This father-initiated divinity tension is perfectly resolved by, and eternalizes as, the universal absolute. From the viewpoint of time and space, reality is further divisible as 1. Actual and potential. Realities existing in fullness of expression in contrast to those which carry undisclosed capacity for growth. The Eternal Son is an absolute spiritual actuality. Mortal man is very largely an unrealized spiritual potentiality. 2. Absolute and subabsolute. Absolute realities are eternity existences. Subabsolute realities are projected on two levels, absonites, realities which are relative with respect to both time and eternity. Finites, realities which are projected in space and are actualized in time. 3. Existential and experiential. Paradise deity is existential, but the emerging supreme and ultimate are experiential. 4. Personal and impersonal. Deity expansion, personality expression, and universe evolution are forever conditioned by the Father's free will act, which forever separated the mind-spirit, personal meanings and values of actuality and potentiality centering in the Eternal Son from those things which center and inhere in the Eternal Isle of Paradise. Paradise is a term inclusive of the personal and the non-personal focal absolutes of all phases of universe reality. Paradise, properly qualified, may connote any and all forms of reality, deity, divinity, personality, and energy, spiritual, mindal, or material. All share paradise as the place of origin, function, and destiny, as regards values, meanings, and factual existence. The Isle of Paradise, paradise not otherwise qualified, is the absolute of the material gravity control of the first source and center. Paradise is motionless, being the only stationary thing in the universe of universes. The Isle of Paradise has a universe location but no position in space. This eternal isle is the actual source of the physical universes, past, present, and future. The nuclear Isle of Light is a deity derivative, but it is hardly deity. Neither the material creations a part of deity, they are a consequence. Paradise is not a creator. It is a unique controller of many universe activities. Far more of a controller than a reactor. Throughout the material universes, Paradise influences the reactions and conduct of all beings having to do with force, energy, and power. But Paradise itself is unique, exclusive, and isolated in the universes. Paradise represents nothing and nothing represents Paradise. It is neither a force nor a presence. It is just Paradise.